This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Oh, by the way, it's Brent Rivera. Of course, I'm like, holy crap, it's Brent Rivera! Totally fangirling. Brent doesn't know that I'm like fangirling right now.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 2 of Stay Wilds.
Let's go!
I'm here with the boys, and I mean, if you can't see, we're with a guest.
The one and only.
You probably have no idea who she is. Okay. We're with a very special guest. Actually, our first guest on the Stay Wild podcast.
Yes.
Say your name.
Pearson Wodzinski.
Yeah.
It is such an honor. This is so unbelievably exciting. You know, I feel like we've been doing stuff like this like all the time, just being able to talk for hours and hours and hours. And now we get an audience to watch us.
There's no better first guest than Pearson herself.
Aww.
This is the funniest, the like wittiest, most funny person ever.
I'm not gonna keep raising my ego. I need
her
this.
Energy.
I need this.
Her energy she brings off is just like so high energy. Good vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Can I put these like quotes on my dating apps just so that people like
yeah.
me?
My friends like
good
me.
Good energy.
So
my friends like
wait,
me.
Wait, you're on a dating app?
Well.
Which dating app?
That was just a joke. A joke that didn't hit.
This is about to be a very interesting podcast. We have so much planned for Pearson. She doesn't know anything that's happening, so.
Oh, my God. That was like ominous.
You're in for a treat.
Ah!
No, I'm kidding. okay, so Pearson, for those of you that don't know Pearson, she is one of my best friends, one of the people that are in our filming group. It's called Amp Squad, and we're in Amp Squad together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give a quick summary of who you are and like how you started making videos? Because I know you're a YouTuber. I mean, I'm not going to introduce yourself. Just introduce yourself okay. before I just say it for you.
So,
who are you?
Okay. I am Pearson. I have been doing YouTube for... not as long as I feel like I've been doing it for a really long time, because I feel like you guys have taught me so much in just the short amount of time that I've been doing it. But I've only been doing it for about, I would say like a year and a half.
Wow.
Which is absolutely absurd. I've learned so much from all you guys about analytics, about like the content itself, about cameras, everything. And I've only been doing it for a year and a half. I went to UCSB for track and field. I was studying communications. Had nothing to do with social media whatsoever.
That's insane.
I ended up coming back home, going to the community college by me, just because I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I was like, you know what? Social media looks like a lot of fun, but I was by myself, and it's so difficult to grow by yourself. It is possible, but it was really hard for me initially.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had grown up acting, so I had just been trying to put myself out there as much as possible, trying to get out there for auditions, just try to be seen, whether it's in acting or on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I would I was on the grind, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the grind.
Grind.
I would, this is so bad. Do you guys know Tumblr?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I would screenshot other people's pictures, repost them, and then type in like, follow my Instagram at Pearson Wodzinski. Like totally
plug.
Stealing their stuff. So wrong. I don't advise you to do that, but I'm telling you the grind was real.
So Pearson, it sounds like you have been wanting to become an influencer / YouTuber for quite some time. And I know you put so much work into it and you've been like working at this for so long. Mm-hmm. But I know in the past year and a half, it's really picked up for you. And
yeah.
I mean, if I were to watch one of your videos, I would think you've been a YouTuber for about 10 years.
She's a natural, guys.
You're natural.
Aww, you guys.
And I know for a fact, and I know this story as well, but a lot of you guys watching probably have no idea that this story is a thing. I know there's one specific very, very, I would say, random story, mm-hmm. kind of similar to my random story of how I started YouTube. But I know that you have a random story as well.
Crazy.
Of how you started YouTube. Do you want to go ahead and say that? I guess it's pretty much the story of how we're friends and how you met us.
Yeah. So it was funny because I was watching your podcast and I was like, dude, we both had massive turning points that just redirected the course of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
And this is mine. So I, like I said, I was just trying to put myself out there as much as possible. There was an ad on
Craigslist.
Like, this is what I mean. Like, it was probably dangerous stuff. Like, I could have gotten caught in some like dangerous stuff, but there was an ad and it was to be a VSCO girl. And I was like, I could do that. They were like, hey, we'll pay you $100. And I was like, sure, I'm there.
You're getting paid to be a VSCO
girl? I am a VSCO girl. I just had to go and be myself.
$100. I mean, that's a single Big Ben smackaroo right there in the middle.
I feel like a couple months ago, Pearson was like the definition of VSCO girl.
Yeah,
straight up.
I still am.
Not roasty though, not roasty.
Look at that beautiful scarf. Good. I mean, that's a straight VSCO scarf right there.
So I had gone and it was just like this short little like Facebook video, probably like a 3-minute video. I was there. I was a VSCO girl. The girl who I was with filming, she was also the host of a TV show on like YouTube called Awesomeness TV. And
yes,
months later after the Facebook thing, she shot me a text and was like, hey, Awesomeness TV needs an extra girl for this short little bit. It's just one episode. They'll pay you $100. And I was like, $100? I'm there.
Guys, I think we can all see that Pearson will do anything for $100.
$100.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do not say this.
I'm kidding.
The world cannot know this. This is private information.
Have you seen Ben's videos challenges? Like,
I don't even get paid for those.
But yeah, so I went to this Awesomeness TV thing. As I'm on my way there, she's like, oh yeah, by the way, it's going to be kind of like The Bachelor. So there's going to be...
A
dating show, but it's just one episode. So there was going to be 8 girls, and then it was just going to be the celebrity and then the celebrity's sister who's mm-hmm. choosing who gets to date the celebrity, go on a date. And I didn't know who it was. And then on my way, I was literally 5 minutes away. I get a text and she's like, oh, by the way, it's Brent Rivera. Of course, I'm like, holy crap, it's Brent Rivera. Totally fangirling. Brent doesn't know that I'm like fangirling right now.
He didn't even know who you were, at the time.
Okay. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. At the time, I had, I think, 1,200 followers Instagram. Those were all just people that I had met.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
You're trash, dude.
You're trash. That was, like, all people that I just had followed from, like, high school and middle school and elementary school. So
that's awesome.
That's all it was. So I go, and I'm like, oh, great, Brent Rivera. Like, I remember him from Vine. He was really funny. I didn't know Lexi too much. All I knew was that they were siblings. So I went, and it was basically like a competition. So every round, an individual girl got had to leave.
Yeah.
So if you left, you like left the whole studio. You were gone. So my goal from the beginning, I'm a very competitive person. So I, from the beginning, I was like, I need to win because I need to introduce myself to this guy who's just doing exactly what I want to do. Very schmiggy, if you will. Like very, very sus. But
she came with a plan and
she executed it very well. Jinx.
So I had answered all the questions to Brent's liking. So there was a question that was like, what's something that you don't like in a guy? And I was, some of the girls were saying like some intense stuff, like when he's not loyal, like stuff like that. And I was like, when he doesn't have a sense of humor, because I'm playing my partner.
Pause real quick.
What?
We have a clip to show the audience.
Oh no.
If you guys haven't seen this, this is the dating show. And this is literally the first time Pearson like ever met Brent.
I was pooping my pants at this point. I was so nervous.
This is what, 2 years ago?
This is 2 years ago. I was so nervous.
Okay, roll the clip.
I'm Pearson, and Brent, you're Pearson my heart.
All right, there we go.
A red flag for me is not having humor. If I say a corny joke and you don't laugh at it, we're done. Cut it off.
You're done. So make sure to laugh at her jokes, done. Everybody.
Let me ask you this.
Oh my God.
Does Brent laugh at your jokes?
Not as much as I'd like, but
so is that the red flags are everywhere then?
The red flags are there, but he'll do it just enough. But
let's talk about your pickup line.
No,
you want to re-say it for us?
Oh God,
recite it word for word.
Something about I'm Pearson your heart because my name is Pearson. I thought I was slick. I thought it was funny.
Smooth.
And cool.
I mean, clearly it worked.
I guess so. Actually, I think I lost that round.
You had him grinning. You had him grinning.
Anyways,
because it was so dumb. Yeah.
Continue.
So yeah, there were those really awful jokes that I was making. To be honest, I have no idea how I made it to the end. There is no chance in heck I would have chosen myself, but Lexi and Brent liked my confidence. Actually, I don't even know what they like.
I feel like because you're so charismatic. Like, even now in your videos and everything, like, mm-hmm. I just feel like Pearson is just, like, the most charismatic. Yeah.
Yeah, the energy. Lots of energy. That may just be my two cups of coffee that I drank this morning. But I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, so I ended up making it to the end, and I just had to, like, answer every question the best that I could. And at the end, it was me and this other girl, and it was so awkward because I accidentally... So we opened up two envelopes. Mine said accepted, hers said declined or whatever.
Awkward.
I opened mine up and got so excited. I was like, oh no. Because I realized that she was declined and I was accepted. And I was like, oh my God, that was so rude of me. But I ended up winning. Afterwards, they were all taking thumbnails, and I waited in the waiting room. Because I was like, I made it to the end. I need to at least introduce myself. And that's what I did. It's so funny because now I know it was Andrew who was there. I had asked Brent, I was like, hey, it was so great to meet you. Is there any chance we can take a picture? Just to kind of like say who I am, whatever. Andrew ended up taking the picture. I didn't even know who Andrew was. I think he looked really intimidating though. Because I think this is when he had his bleached hair.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
And so.
K-pop.
Andrew's got like a intimidating, you know,
aura. Yeah, he's so chill.
He's a sexy dude, you know.
He doesn't say a lot.
Well, he's kind of shy though. Like he isn't like, you know, how you expect him to be. He's super nice though. Super nice.
Yeah. And so I just asked to take a picture, and then after that, he was like, "Hey, tag me in that picture." So I tagged him the next day, posted it, tagged it. All my friends from high school were like, "It's happening! The biggest thing in your life is happening."
Wait, you said he liked it?
He told me to tag him in this picture. Okay. I tagged him the next day. He didn't like it.
Oh.
He didn't even look at it. He didn't comment. He didn't DM. Didn't do anything for, I think, 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
He just saved it. Saved it for the drafts.
That guy's such a jerk. He said to tag him. He got my hopes up.
You're like, I even won a dating show. Like, and he doesn't even want to like it.
Craigslist
ad. A Craigslist ad.
When in doubt, Craigslist. Is this a Craigslist ad right now?
We should just be no free advertisement. We're gonna bleep that all out. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
But and then I was at Disneyland with my dad. I remember it so vividly. I was on Indiana Jones. I was in line for Indiana Jones, and I got a DM. You see the blue check mark, Brent Rivera.
Sheesh.
And he said, I don't remember what he said. He said something. He slid into the DMs. He was like, "Yo, come to HB or something like that. Something short."
He's always with the yo.
Something
yeah, it's always with the yo.
What's up with the yo?
It was like, yo, come film. That's my like go-to line. Like, yay, man, like let's go like take some flicks or something at the beach. You know, like come flicks. To HB.
But yeah, and then he was just like, hey, come meet the squad. And I was like, I'm at Disneyland right now. Crap. I was like, Dad, should we leave Disneyland and just like drive to Huntington Beach right now? But he said, just not tonight. So we did another night, and then I ended up meeting the squad.
That's
and then
crazy.
You guys had your arms wide open for me and were so just like welcoming and awesome. Yes. And then everything just clicked so well, and then now we're here on this podcast. What the heck is life?
Let's go.
Life is so crazy.
Do you think that if you wouldn't have won that dating show, say you got second place or even like third place, do you think you would have even like anything would have happened?
Absolutely not.
Because you wouldn't have stayed to take the photo, right? Because I think the loser had to like leave the set. Mm-hmm. And you know they go home.
Yeah, they like made you leave the set. Like they escorted you out and everything, so you knew where to go. So I literally had to win, and luckily because I was winning, I just like took an extra long time to like put on my shoes, and get my bag, and get some snacks, go to the bathroom.
Well, you're the winner; you get to do whatever you want.
Exactly. I got the gold medal. So
that's crazy. Like I think I had a similar story where if one little thing in my life didn't happen, then none of this would happen. And I think that's very similar with you. Is like mm-hmm. if you wouldn't have, well, let alone even gone on that show, but let alone
win it.
Which is insane to win a show with, you know, 8 other girls, then, you know, it wouldn't have worked out how it worked out, which I think is insane. And
Straight up credit your on the last episode of episode 1. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's posted.
It was really good.
But Ben basically did tell the story of how he started out, and he credited his whole basic success to Ava and Alex, correct?
Yeah, even just going surfing that one day.
That one day is what he credited. He wouldn't be where he is now if he didn't do that. And same with Bo Pearson saying, if you don't win a dating show, you're not going to end up here.
So what we're trying to say is, if you ever go on a game show, don't freaking lose.
you gotta get the dub. Dubs only.
So then you obviously became friends with us and you met all of us. There's like, I think 12 of us. So you have a bunch of new friends, right? Because we're all
actually fun fact. I was struggling with friends before I met you guys. Uh-huh. I was trying to manifest. This is like kind of sad though, but I was trying to manifest just good friends. Like I had like a few close friends, but I would tell them like I just don't feel like I have like people who totally have my back. I would write it down in like a freaking journal, and I manifested some dope freaking friends, and I was like, and it's just like it's just crazy. It's
do you still
so
have the
crazy.
Journal?
I do.
Isn't it cool to look back
it's
on?
Crazy.
Have you ever looked back at that one page and been like,
"That's awesome"?
Wow.
It's so that's nice. Freaking cool.
I am so freaking happy for you.
I'm happy that
let's
you're
get a little
to be
more.
My friend.
Let's get a little more juicy.
Let's get juicy.
Now that we got deep. We're going to get juicy.
Right, moist.
That's, okay, that sounds weird.
let's get off that topic.
Everyone hates that word. You can't say that word on a podcast.
What?
Moist.
Moist. Podcast? Oh, God.
Ew.
Shut up.
Okay.
We can hear ourselves
so
good. It's so bad.
We're going to transition a little bit, but we're going to keep with the same storyline. Okay. You obviously met everyone. Mm-hmm. Who did you have your eyes on? Okay, obviously. Okay, wait. Hold up.
You obviously
were intrigued by Brent because of the show and whatnot, mm-hmm. and you won a dating show. So there's, I mean, whatever. Besides that, when you met all of us, you know, there's me, there's Andrew, there's a lot of the boys. Like, did you like think anything of anyone? Like, what was your first impressions? Like, did you have your eyes on anyone? Like, besides, I mean, like, just tell a story.
Yeah, let's see. So, I mean, I didn't.
Sipping tea.
Okay, so my first impression was with you was I thought you were a total jerk.
What?
I'm going to be completely honest right now, completely transparent. You were such a jerk.
What? Bro.
I've never heard anybody say that about Ben, ever.
Because.
I want to hear this.
Because you were just very, like, yeah, I'm the best. That was the aura you gave me.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm
like,
sad.
Don't be sad.
Ben's alpha.
But now I've realized like you are the absolute opposite because initially I was like, dude, this guy is so swag. I think it was because of like your outfits, your hair. You just were really good at what you did. So you looked like you knew what you were doing, which
good
you
save.
Did. You, had you totally did.
You had bleached hair too at the time, right? Or was that before?
That was before.
So now we know who Pearson had her eyes on.
Okay. Definitely not Ben. Yeah, no. And then now I realize that you're the absolute opposite. So. That's good. Now that you guys know that.
He's a teddy bear.
So at the beginning, I was more so intimidated by everyone.
Okay.
You know, because everyone was just, when you're joining a group and they're already a group and they've been friends for so long, it's really hard to like implement yourself into that kind of scenario.
It's like going to a new school.
Exactly. Yeah. Really, it's really intimidating and just like a little nerve wracking. But once the ball started like rolling and we started to hang out more and just have like little more inside jokes, I definitely got closer with Brent, as we all probably know that.
Okay.
Pearson's blushing.
Someone's getting so nervous over here. She can't even talk.
Is the podcast done yet? Are we done?
We are just getting started.
Is this an intermission?
So that answers our question, kind of.
Yeah.
So what made Brent catch your eye? You know, was it his smile or his, you know, crooked
he's just
teeth?
So
no, I'm just kidding.
he's just really funny. Like he doesn't try to be funny, but he's honestly just hilarious. Like
I agree.
Like I can't even explain this type of humor. Like I'll make a joke and he won't get it, and that makes me laugh. Or he'll just like step on something and like not react at all. Like that'll make me laugh. Or his screams.
Oh my
God.
No,
he screams. He goes. Ah, ah. I'm not gonna do it too loud.
Yeah.
But he'll go like, ah, ah, ah. He sounds like a pigeon.
Flashback to like early days in your life. You want to tell us a first kiss story? I know it's kind of off topic, but like,
bro.
I feel like we have to tell this. I'll tell mine too.
Okay.
I'll tell mine after you.
Okay.
But we want to know your first kiss story.
Oh man.
Spill the tea.
Okay. So first kiss. It was
Brent.
A...
No, I'm kidding.
Imagine.
I was 20 years old. No,
it was actually at the wedding when we kissed for the first time. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. It was a clear night. When the moon was out. Like,
what just happened to your voice right there?
Storytelling
I
voice.
I mean, what just happened
this
to your
is
voice?
My, this is my podcast voice.
Oh, my God. Someone's stalling about their first
I know,
kiss
I know.
Over
okay.
here.
So my first kiss, I was in middle school. I think it was in either middle school or like first year of high school.
Nice.
And of course, it was one of those like young relationships where you're talking for a long time, but no one wants to like own up to it and say that they like the other person. Why are middle schoolers like that?
It's
why?
A thing.
But your guys are like that until they're like 20 years old.
Yeah. True.
And then you're like, yo, can we kiss right now, bro?
Derek is the perfect example of someone who's like a thinger.
Hey.
He thinks. Uh-uh.
Girls don't like me. What are you trying to play me as? No girls like me.
Nuh-uh.
All right, continue the story. I want to hear this.
So yeah, we were just talking for I think like a year or a year and a half.
Holy.
And it got to the point where my friends locked me in a bathroom, took my phone, and texted the guy from my phone saying, I like you, because none of us would ever actually freaking say it.
Talk about a wing woman.
Definitely, but also I was so livid at the time. I was like, that was my turn to say. Like, I wanted him to say it first, whatever.
Yeah.
So then we had hung out a lot, and it was the time. It was the time, and we knew that it was time. So we went to the elementary school late at night as two children do. No, we were what?
High schoolers.
14, I think.
That's children. Kids.
Children, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were just like walking around, very romantic, sitting on the dirty baseball field, whatever. And then we walk over to this tree, because who doesn't want to sit in a tree? It's so romantic, right? And so we walk up.
I love trees.
Me too, dude. Me too. we climbed up the tree, sat on the tree, and remember, we had been talking for such a long time, so there was a lot of like pressure that was building up.
Mm-hmm.
We sit in the tree for maybe 15 seconds, and then we look at each other, we give like each other those eyes. We don't know how to kiss.
Yeah.
It was both of our first kiss. We lean in, we kiss. I black out. I swear I blacked out because I was so overwhelmed.
You pass out on the floor.
No, I didn't pass out, but I
like
almost,
the memory.
I almost fell out of that tree and broke my neck right then and there.
How long was the kiss?
It was like 2 seconds, but we leaned in, kissed, and then
she blacked out, fell off the tree, died.
And I'm actually, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I vividly remember the feeling after having your first kiss. You're on top of the world.
Yeah.
You
well,
feel like...
I wouldn't know that feeling because I blacked out.
Okay, one thing. Is this just like a weird me thing? Or did you guys like practice kissing like on your wrist right here?
100%.
You should just kill it.
Yeah.
I did it too, though.
You have to, dude.
You know, Derek, we're being honest on this podcast, but not that honest.
I definitely practice kissing, but...
Yeah, I definitely don't. I definitely never have.
Paris still practices kissing.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell my first kiss.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
I have never told the story. Maybe I have.
Ooh.
Mine's bad.
But anyways, I feel like no one really knows the story. So I'm gonna tell you guys on the podcast.
Ooh.
So I was same age. I think I was in eighth grade, middle schooler. I had a girlfriend, actually. This is my girlfriend.
Mm. Savage so, made the title.
Let's go. So I asked this girl to be my girlfriend, which was so ballsy of me because I never thought I would do that. So I have a girlfriend in eighth grade, and it's one of those eighth grade relationships where I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to have a girlfriend or what to do. So it's very like, you know, lovey-dovey, like every text has a heart emoji on it, you know?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
red heart, blue heart, pink heart. Every text has like a heart
emoji.
I
love you type.
So it's late at night. I think it's about 9 p.m. We're at the beach. This sounds like it's out of a movie, and like, I'm not gonna lie, it's a pretty cool first kiss story.
Yeah.
So we're at the beach late at night. There's a bonfire with some friends in Hawaii where I lived. You go to the beach, it's warm at night. You kind of have a bonfire and mess around. This literally sounds like a movie. we go in the water at night, so like we're like a night swimming.
Yeah.
It's just me and her swimming at night.
Super with the sharks.
With the sharks. Yeah. It's super fun, and it's like we're like in shallow water, and like. I think we're like, I gave her a hug and I have huge braces. She has huge braces. I loved braces. They were phenomenal.
I wanted them when I was little and my mom was like, no.
I loved braces. So we both have braces. You'll understand why later. I think I blacked out too because I don't remember why we leaned in. But anyways, we leaned in and I go to kiss her and like, it was like a brace on brace kiss.
Oh,
so like my braces hit her braces. And we like kissed in the water and then we like obviously stopped kissing and then we like walked out of the water and acted.
You
like,
unhooked your braces and
yes.
then stopped kissing.
They were stuck together. No kidding.
Sounds like a train wreck to me.
We got out of the water.
Walk out holding hands?
I think we probably walked out holding hands.
Yeah, that's cute.
You know, feeling like the man.
With band-aids all over their lips.
Feeling like the man just secured the bag in the night sea with the sharks.
That's funny.
So then I went to tell my friends and I was like, dude, like I just had my first kiss. And they're like, how long was it? And I was like, I'm going to be honest. It was probably 2 seconds. I freaking told my friends. It was like 8 seconds. I was like,
no,
dude,
you
like,
didn't.
I kept flexing.
No, you didn't.
I was reliving the moment in my head, and I was like, counting social. I was like, it was definitely like 1, 2, 3. I was like, yeah, 8 seconds. 8 seconds.
Oh, yep. Flexer.
Yep. 8 seconds. And then every time someone would ask me, I would add a second. Next person asked me, I was like, it was like 9 seconds. I was like, dude, it was like 10 seconds.
Dude, it was 17 years. You wouldn't believe it.
Young king over here, bro.
I wanted it to be like a long kiss, but it was in reality, it was like 2 seconds. But I just kept telling people it was long because I feel like, you know, I don't know why I did that.
You had to flex on him. We get it. You're in middle school. You got to do what you got to do.
Speaking of first kisses, we have another video, another clip.
Oh, no.
what is this? So if you don't know what this is, Pearson, your first kiss with Brent.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, no.
I'm the reason why that happened.
Let's just roll it.
Are you? I don't remember.
So we're going to roll the clip. Pretty much, I'm going to set the situation up for you guys. We were filming in a video. Mm-hmm. A lot of you guys might have seen this video. I thought it'd be a good idea to flip a coin. And if it landed on heads, Brent and Pearson would kiss. The coin was a double heads coin.
Was it now?
So there was 100% chance it was going to happen, and this is how it went down.
Yo, I'm going to flip this coin. If it lands on heads, you and Pearson have to kiss.
What?
Oh, no. Yeah. If it lands on tails, she gets to slap you.
The start of something great.
Start of something great right
Did
there.
Did I lie?
You didn't lie.
Did I not call it?
How was I supposed to know that was double-sided, Ben? You know what?
I started... Brierson.
That's actually crazy, though. Yeah. I didn't even realize that.
Because I was the reason.
Ben down in the comments below.
Yeah, I was the reason why you guys had your first kiss. Because I decided to be the horrible friend and give you guys a double-sided coin.
Yep.
And then it happened.
Yeah. Right. And we got married. And
hold up. That was really fast. So then this happened shortly after.
Shortly after. This was the tea.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Oh my!
Call me Cupid.
Oh my God!
Call me Cupid.
Should we replay that one?
Shoot him
with
an arrow.
Okay.
Why is it so weird to watch yourself like kiss someone else on social media or like on like video?
On video.
It's so strange. So like I don't want to watch that ever again. I'm burning it in my mind.
Did you have a similar situation? Did you black out for that kiss?
Actually, I think I did. Oh, I think wow. Okay. Well, I think there's something just with me and like kissing people that I don't usually kiss. Like, I think it's just something where it's like just so much pressure and so many different like endorphins and feelings like all at once.
I feel that.
You know, I don't know, but yeah,
so
I guess so.
I've been wanting to ask you this for a while, and I think this is the perfect time to ask you. I've been very curious about how this even is. So you and Ava hang out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How is that not awkward? Like, does that even make sense?
I feel like we're
like what?
Because okay, I know it's a very interesting situation, and it's funny because they are exes, and Ava and I are so close. Like it is an interesting dynamic, but Ava and I just matched so well. I think that's why like Brent liked both of us is because we're basically the same person.
That's so funny.
But Ava's tied down now. She's probably gonna get married tomorrow. So.
Yeah, Ava has a boyfriend
now. No, she has a boyfriend. Love. She's like very in love and she's killing it in life. So
I think it's honestly so great that you and Ava can actually be friends and hang out.
Yeah, there's no
beef. Yeah, that's cool.
Exes being friends. Well, not even exes being friends. That's like ex's new girl.
Yeah.
it's like Brent's worst nightmare, essentially.
Like if both of my ex-girlfriends. Oh, well, no, that doesn't make sense. If my ex-girlfriend and my new girlfriend theoretically hung out, I would be pretty scared. I'm not going to lie.
So you just talk about all like the bad things.
They team up on you, freaking call you out for not making your bed, like not cleaning the dishes, not washing your face. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going to play a little game on the podcast. It's our first time playing this game. Ooh. I actually found it on TikTok and I thought it'd be the funniest thing to play on the podcast. So
you got games on your phone?
Here is the situation. There's a gun pointed at your head and you have one phone call. If they answer... You're free. You're alive. If they don't answer, you die. Who are you going to call? Obviously, it can't be any of us in this room.
Oh, no.
It can't be.
Who will you call?
If it was originally, but I doubt it's this kid because he never answers this phone. So.
We're going to have you call them. And theoretically, if they don't answer, then you're dead.
Really?
Oh, and if they answer, then you pretty much survive.
Choose wisely.
Who are and you it gonna, could be anyone?
Well, like anyone in our friend group.
Okay.
Who are you going to call?
Dude, I don't know. This is intense. Okay, let me think. Let me think. So we've got Andrew.
Never answers. No, don't call
Andrew. The twins, heck to the no. Absolutely not. Brent, no way. Never answers his freaking phone.
Exposed.
It's not looking too hot for you. Your chances of surviving are pretty low.
Maybe my friends just don't like me as much as I think they do. Maybe they're just not responding to my calls.
I'm pretty sure the Stokes always answer my phone calls, so it might just be you.
Oh, well, lucky you, Paris.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to call... Is it a phone call or
phone call?
Phone call.
Choose wisely.
I'm gonna call Lexi Hensler. We live together, so I'm hoping that maybe she'll think that the house is burning down and have to answer the phone call. You know,
we'll see.
Maybe she'll think
If she sends you to voicemail, you have to give me $10.
Well, she's gonna die.
Make it 20. I'll split it with you, Derek.
All right, we'll see.
All right, putting it on speaker.
This is life or death.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Lexi, do it for Pearson, please.
Come on, Pearson's Mike. Life. Is on the line.
There's a gun to my head.
Right, everybody, don't answer. She leaves.
Hello.
Hey!
Let's go, Lexi. I had a gun to my head, and if you didn't answer, I was gonna be dead.
Oh my god!
What a good friend.
So thank you for answering.
Dude, you were on speakerphone in my car, and I was literally ordering with someone at In-N-Out, but I answered because I thought it was important.
Well,
so loud, like my volume was on full blast in my car.
You just saved your best friend's life. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of nice.
She's gonna feel better, Lex. After this In-N-Out.
Love you too. Okay, bye, Lex.
Love you.
Wow, there you go. There's your answer.
I'm alive.
You're alive.
I live to tell another tale.
And we're gonna do vice versa real quick.
All right.
Gun pointed to your head once again. You have one phone call. If they answer, you die.
Are you kidding?
If they don't answer, you're alive.
Oh, that means I'm calling Brent because Brent never answers my calls.
There you go.
give him a call.
On the spot, she knew instantly who she was going to call. This is going to be intense.
Brent is on his phone more than any person that I have ever met, yet he never answers my calls.
Let's see if he wants to. I mean, you don't want him to answer, though.
No, I know. I don't think he's going to.
Okay, well, Brent, don't answer. Save Brent. Pearson's life. Okay.
Hopefully you made the right decision, Pearson.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Calling Brent. I'm scared. If he answers now, I'm going to be so upset.
He's going to. I have a feeling he's going to.
The one time you don't want him to answer?
Yeah.
Shee.
Hello?
No!
Why'd you answer? Oh, my.
He just hung up.
Perfect. He didn't answer. He didn't answer then.
Well, he didn't answer.
He answered, then he hung up.
Well, he heard Paris's voice.
I was like, I was trying to be mad. I was like, he's like, watch me answer. He's like, oh, Paris is there.
Unfortunately, Brent answered.
Did I do something wrong?
Yes, Pearson. Unfortunately, this is the end of the podcast now. So we're gonna have to ask you to.
I'll just play.
You're dead.
You guys can continue your conversation.
I'm dead. But I'm alive. But I'm dead.
Okay. Well, you're half dead. You're half alive because Lexi answered. Then Brent answered.
True.
Whatever.
You need a revive.
We're going to play another game.
Ooh. Let's go.
We love games here.
Yeah, we do.
Little game of...
A game show.
Kiss, marry, kill.
I hate this game so much.
Kiss, right. Marry, kill. But this is...
Brent or Brent?
Nah.
I'm going to have to kiss Brent and kill Brent and marry Brent.
Well, you already married Brent, so...
One off the chest.
Well, you also kissed him. Only thing left to do is kill him.
Well, yeah. After he hung up on me, I'm just going to have to go do that.
Okay, we're playing Kiss, Marry, Kill, Amp Squad Edition.
You know, to be honest, me and the girls have played this one too many times, so.
Okay. You actually played this?
Yeah, we've played. No, just like, just like have in you
played,
hotel room.
Have you played this with like the like YouTube boys like us?
Mm-hmm. Behind closed
Did
doors,
you just call
yeah.
yourself a YouTube boy?
I didn't know what to call us. Amp boys? Amp squad boys? Okay, we're going to go ahead and ask you. Derek, ask her. I feel like I shouldn't ask her.
Do you want me to ask her? Okay.
You ask her.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
All right, so it's kiss, marry, kill, right?
Yes.
Okay, so kiss, marry, kill. Ben?
Oh, no.
Brent?
Why?
And Andrew.
No!
Oh, why'd you have to... You put me in there, bro.
That is a stellar lineup, let me just say. I mean...
Oh, my God.
Ben's biceps are huge, so choose wisely. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, I have literally no idea. Okay, let me think. So...
Let's lay out the pros and cons here.
Yeah. Okay, so Let's see. Ben is, I feel like he would be a really good boyfriend. I feel like he, I don't know. I think he would die early on, though, because he's so crazy. Is that weird to say? I don't wish that upon you, Ben, but like.
From just, one of his crazy stunts.
From one of his crazy stunts. Yeah, like, he just does so many. With Brent, he is.
Very safe.
Very safe. I feel like he wouldn't do as many crazy things. Like, he does, he goes on vacations and stuff like that. But, like, let's say I wanted to go skydiving, I feel like he wouldn't be as down to do that, which is something that, like, I really want to do. And then Andrew and I are. I don't know.
Lovebirds.
We're just not as close as I think you and me and then Brent and I. But Andrew's just great.
So I'm going to have to kill him.
So I love Andrew from the bottom of my heart. But I
say
think,
it.
Unfortunately, Andrew, I must kill you. In the nicest way possible. If I could kill you through old age, I would. But I don't think that's possible.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. You know?
Who are you going to kiss?
I hate this.
I'm uncomfortable.
I would probably marry you and then kiss Brent.
Wow.
Well, she already married Brent, so
I
she got that one
that.
Out.
No,
of
I did that.
They got a divorce.
You know what? He hung up on me. I can't have a long life
Let me book the private jet to Vegas. I'm gonna book the hotel room.
Okay, well,
set up a wedding.
So, Pearson, since you answered that, I think it's only fair if Ben has to get a good rebuttal, and you ask him a kiss, marry, kill with three of the Amp Squad ladies.
Okay, well, guess what? There's only three of us, buddy. You know who they are. And Miss Lexi Hensler, Miss Lexi Rivera, a.k.a. your ex, and moi.
Who's moi?
Pearson.
Oh,
are you serious?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
We got a new member or what?
Holy crap.
Moi.
Kiss, marry, kill, Pearson, Lexi H., and Lexi R. Oh my God.
This is intense.
Wow.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I mean, you answered, so I'm gonna have to answer.
And
too.
It was a tough, this is a tough question for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I have an answer.
You've already been through the ringer with one of them too, though. So.
Oh man.
I've dated one of them. I'm just gonna go ahead and answer it straight up. I'm not gonna give my cons, you know, I'm just gonna go and full send it.
Full send.
Okay.
There's only pros, no cons.
I'm not going to go in any specific order. Okay. Dude, I don't know what to do.
Wait, Ben actually looks a little nervous.
Yeah, my face is probably freaking red like a tomato.
Okay, so who are you going to kiss?
Okay. Hold up. Well, I need to gather my thoughts. Okay, before I do anything, I love all of them so much. I feel like I need to say this if anyone gets their feelings hurt. I love them all so much.
Oh, but I'm going to kill.
But I'm going to kill. Lexi Hensler.
No!
Dude, I don't know what to say.
Lexi's my fave.
I'm going to kiss.
Brent's calling me.
Brent's calling you?
Yeah.
All right, we got to put him on the spot. As he says that, Ben's about to kiss his sister.
Brent.
Hello.
How dare you hang up the phone?
I didn't hang up on you.
Yes, you did.
No, it just, I thought you were calling me.
Oh, no, you hung up on me, and that's why I'm only kissing you, not killing you or marrying you.
Hello?
Okay, bye.
He's all hello.
He was like, wait, is this really Pearson?
He acted like he didn't hear me. He's like, hello.
Back to what I was saying.
Man, he keeps calling me. Will this man just leave me alone? The one time that I like actually need him to not answer me, he ends up calling me like five times.
Okay.
Stop calling my phone.
So I killed Lexi Hensler.
How'd you do it? Was it
Lexi, if you're watching this, man, I mean, lady, I love you.
Was it with a knife? Like, did you strangle her? Like, how was...
I would have married
you. I don't know. And then
she died of laughter.
I need to rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Okay.
I'm going to kiss Lexi Rivera, marry Pearson.
Dude, should we just get married now? Should we just hop on a jet?
I have a ring in my back pocket, actually.
Dude, you know what? I do.
Okay, she already said I didn't even ask.
Oh,
will you marry me?
Ring.
I do. Let's go.
Wait, is that how you do it? Will you marry me? I do. Will you marry me?
Actually, I think it's just yes. So yes.
Will you marry me?
Steal it.
Mr. Steal your girl. Back at it again.
How do you guys feel to be like fourth wheeling with us right now?
Dude, I feel pretty good. A wedding.
Yeah.
What is that called? A proposal.
I better learn my freaking vows. What is the guy in the middle that says
the priest?
The best man. The oh, you got to get.
Is this the first podcast wedding that's ever happened?
What?
Okay. That was something. I almost called you Lexi. Wow, sorry.
Whoa, Lexi's on his mind right now.
No, 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 no.
After choosing to kiss Lexi, and then you almost called Pearson Lexi.
Okay. Wow. Who is your celebrity / TikTok crush? Oh. I want two answers. I want a celebrity crush and I want a TikTok crush.
Why are you putting me on the spot? Why did I agree to come on this podcast?
You could imagine you'd be put on
the
spot.
It's the best podcast ever.
I really should have known.
It's the wild. You're coming to the wildest podcast. You got to be planned that we're going to be asking you some wild questions.
This is true. This is true. Okay, so I'm going to start off with celebrity crush. I'm going to have to go with my boy John Krasinski. If you guys don't know,
I have
know
no
him,
idea who that is.
This is the guy from The Office. He's whatever.
Jim
from The Office.
No
he's
idea
sexy.
Who that is.
We'll pop a picture
All you
the
need
screen.
To know is that he's a sexy mofo and he's ripped and he's just a family man and everything that I could ever hope for and dream for. I sound like a creep.
Like if you're watching this, my number is 714.
My address.
My social security number.
Now.
So silent. He added it like after we
were. Okay. Do we have a mute button for Paris?
I started two podcasts in a row here. I've almost been muted.
So you got your celebrity crush. What is your TikTok crush?
Okay, TikTok crush is, you know, I don't really have one and everyone gets mad at me for not having one. But I think it has to be, this one's funny because he's not my type at all, but you know the guy, his name is Tony.
Oh my god! Dude, that's
the
duck!
He's a duck!
The duck guy.
He has the duck.
I have a crush on the duck. I want a duck.
He looks like Bradley Cooper. He's just like, he is just kind of like a little out there for me. Yeah. I would never be able to date him, but he's like my
he's
TikTok crush.
He's funny.
He's cute. He's like... He has a freaking duck. What more could you want in a man and a lover?
Thank you for spilling the tea.
Yeah, I have never told anyone that.
I didn't think you're going to answer that.
Really?
I didn't think you're going to answer half the questions on this podcast.
Dude, I'm just exposing myself and now it's on the internet forever.
Well, I think before we go any further and you expose yourself anymore, I think we should, you know, hold off on the tea.
Maybe
do a Pearson part two.
Stop sipping.
Ooh,
guys,
there's a lot of
these
tea.
Episodes, I don't want to only bring on Pearson once and, you know, that's it. I want to bring on my friends consistently and talk about funny stories and stuff. And
yeah.
Me and Pearson have a lot of funny stories. I know this podcast was kind of like an intro to Pearson, mm-hmm. but we have a lot of funny stories together that I want to tell you guys. And
yeah.
She was with us in Hawaii.
Yes. Can we tell them that? No. All right. Never mind.
We'll save that for next time.
All right. Before anything else is said, we're going to end that right here. Thank you guys so much for watching episode 2 of Stay Wild.
Let's go.
Thank you so much, Pearson, for coming on. We had so much fun getting to know you. Also, kind of exposing you. I'm sorry, but we had to do it.
That's okay. This was a lot of fun. So, same time next week.
Comment down below who you guys want to see next. I mean, like, we literally love doing this. This was so fun. Like, just let us know who you guys want to see on here, and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Guys, drop a like, drop a subscribe, drop a 5 stars, download this on Spotify. Everything that you can do to show love. Show some love. We're going to start doing shout outs very soon. We don't have that figured out yet, but we are going to do some shout outs very soon. So show love and you will be shouted out in one of these podcasts / YouTube videos. So
yes, sir.
Love you guys so much. We will see you guys next week. I love you guys.
Love
Stay wild, baby.
Peace.